The Talk. As soon as everyone had left the room and the door behind them had closed, Catherine felt a sense of remorse and a desire to go for a long walk by herself. How can I get out of this? She wondered, knowing that there was no backing out now. Mikey seemed to have no idea what was about to happen. Catherine couldn't decide if her ignorance would make this easier or harder. She would find out soon enough. This is going to be a tough conversation, Mikey. The marketing vice president briefly flashed a look of realization, then covered it immediately. It is? Catherine took a deep breath and went right to the bone. I don't think you're a fit for this team, and I don't think you really want to be here. Do you know where I'm coming from? A genuine sense of shock hit Mikey, which caught Catherine off guard. She had to see this coming, Catherine moaned to herself. Mikey was incredulous. Me? You've got to be kidding. Of all the people on this team, you think that I... She didn't complete the thought, but stared intently at Catherine. Me? Strangely enough, Catherine was suddenly more comfortable now that the issue was out on the table. She had dealt with enough obliviously difficult executives in her career to stand firm in the midst of their shock, but Mikey was cleverer than the average executive. What's the basis for this? Mikey demanded. Calmly, Catherine explained. Mikey, you don't seem to respect your colleagues. You aren't willing to open up to them. During meetings, you have an extremely distracting and demotivating impact on all of them, including me. As much as Catherine knew that what she said was true, she was suddenly aware of how shallow her accusations might have sounded to someone unfamiliar with the situation. You don't think I respect my colleagues? The problem is they don't respect me. As the words came out of her mouth, Mikey seemed to realize the gravity of her accidental self-indictment. Slightly frazzled, she tried to clarify. They don't appreciate the expertise I have or my experience, and they certainly don't understand how to market software. Catherine listened silently, growing more confident in her decision with every word that Mikey spoke. Sensing this, Mikey attacked, more calmly but with undeniable venom. Catherine, how do you think the board is going to react to my leaving the team? In less than a month, you'll have lost your head of sales and marketing. I'd be pretty worried about my job if I were you. I appreciate your concern, Mikey. Catherine's response had just a touch of sarcasm, but my job is not to avoid confrontation with the board. My job is to build an executive team that can make this company work. She shifted toward a more compassionate tone, and I just don't think you like being part of this one. Mikey now took a breath. Do you really think that taking me off the team is going to help this company? Catherine nodded. Yes, I do, and I honestly believe it will be better for you too. How do you figure that? Catherine decided to be as truthful and kind as possible. Well, you might find a company that appreciates your skills and style more. Catherine wanted to hold back the next sentence, but realized it was in Mikey's best interest to hear it. But I think that might not be easy if you don't take a look at yourself. What does that mean? It means you seem bitter, Mikey, and maybe that's a decision tech thing. Mikey interrupted before Catherine could go any further. It is definitely a decision tech thing because I've never had problems like this before. Catherine was sure this wasn't true, but she decided not to rub salt in her wounds. Then you will definitely be happier somewhere else. Mikey stared at the table in front of her. Catherine sensed that she was coming to terms with the situation, even accepting it. She was wrong.